Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com and get up to 15% off your first purchase as a member with code REBAGNEW. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAGNEW for up to 15% off your first purchase as a member.
This episode is brought to you by Undeniably Dairy. Did you know some cows might be snacking on seaweed? Dairy farmers are researching potential nutritional changes to their cows' diet to help reduce methane emissions. Additional research and innovation are helping them save water and spend less energy on every glass of milk. To learn more about what dairy farmers are doing to make their farms more sustainable, visit usdairy.com.
Hey everybody, this is Scott.
And I'm Kim.
And we're back with a Skim episode. I don't know what number we're on. It doesn't matter, does it? Do we care?
I don't know if we care yet.
We don't care. We're day late. Sorry about that. Day and a half late. Busy week.
It's
crazy stuff.
Crazy week.
Yeah. So we got a bunch of stuff going on with extended family, which we won't get into in a bunch of detail because we don't need to. Let's just say things are a little hairy in a couple areas. And have nothing to do with COVID, although COVID just complicates everything.
Yeah.
But in our case, Nick went home today. They have pretty strict policy where he works. He works for, he manages a store, or I guess sort of temporarily managing it.
No, right? He's just working a store that's, at the moment, it's not his regular store.
Right. So Nick works at...
He's helping out at a Red Wing store in a different location.
Red Wing. Why couldn't I think Red Wing? Can't remember names today. I'm all off on names. Anyway,
that's because you need more sleep.
I definitely need more sleep. I've been sleeping like garbage, but this is partly why. So Nick was sent home because he wasn't feeling well today, and they have a pretty strict policy about, hey, if you have any symptoms that even look like COVID-19,
you need to be
you gotta tested. Go and then get tested. So he's doing that, and he has a test tomorrow afternoon, but. Then it's, what, another 48 hours till you know anything?
Well, 24 to 48, I think. If you have symptoms or in a category, I guess it's faster. Could be. I don't know.
And the other problem is...
They're going to tell him. They're not strict about, go home. They were like, make sure you go home and you take care of yourself and you feel better.
Well, that's what I'm saying. They're cool about it. Yeah. They're good about it. So, they've been great this whole time. Like, Red Wing has my...
Seal of approval.
I mean, I just really respect the way they've treated their employees. They've been really great.
Yeah.
But anyway, so he's doing that. And the problem is we were all with him on Sunday.
Over the weekend, yeah.
So the theory is if he tests positive, now we got to get tested.
Yeah, just out of exposure. I don't know. We'll see.
And then
just wait and see.
And the other problem is like all day today, I've had this like throaty cough thing. But you know what it is? It's a freaking smoke. So that's a whole other layer. Like it's got, and his thing is, what?
You keep putting your hand in front of that.
That's fine. I'm just gesticulating.
In front of me.
It still picks it up. Oh my gosh, dog.
So we have smoke from the California fires that kind of sits in our little valley here. Because we're such a big valley with mountains on both sides, it just it gets stuck here. And I'm not trying to say we have it any worse than anybody because California, poor California.
But they have better air quality today than we do.
Yeah, the smoke comes over here and then it just sits here until we get like rain or something that washes it out. But it is so bad.
We also have our own fires now. Not as many, but a few. And we also have Colorado stuff blowing this way. So we've got kind of a just a mix of stuff, and it's made me, I can tell it's smoke. It's like bugging me, and I'm hoping that's all it is with Nick. I think he maybe just a little sore throat, a little bit of a dry cough. That stuff comes with this air.
And you don't sleep well, which makes you kind of feel achy and weird and not yourself anyway.
But he's been very careful, so it's not like, you know, he's out partying with groups. Like that. He's been very careful, but he has been working, and who knows? All it takes is just touching a button.
Dirty door handle.
Yeah, one dirty door handle and you're in. So anyway, so now we're just stressing about that because I don't want to.
Last week it was the baby. He was sick. And ended up with a fever, but
totally unrelated.
Were teeth? The doctor was. Yeah, he's got some new molars coming in,
and they get.
Yeah, but it was scary because it got almost 104. That was freaky.
Yeah, that's
for all of us. He was in the InstaCare and stuff. So that's, you know, it's just been a couple weeks of stress, one after the other.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a lot of people out there that have much.
Oh, there's always something worse.
But
someone's got it better. Someone's got it worse. It's always how it is.
Yeah.
Can't worry about that. You got to worry about what we can fix around us. Yeah. So we're doing what we can. But anyway, so that's been real fun. Otherwise, I think we'd have had a show Monday and it would have been fine. I think we were just all in a mood.
Anyway?
Today's Wednesday. It's Wednesday. I'm sorry. Today's Wednesday.
I don't even know what day is anymore. All I get done is stuff around the house and cooking and running quick errands, things like that. But nothing to help me figure out what day it is of the week.
We don't want this conversation tonight to be a super bummer. So instead, let's listen to some questions,
emails. What we got?
These are all Twitter replies too.
Oh, this is fun.
I asked for this. Someone says, okay, Lorenzo T. Flores.
I love that name. My kids love that name.
Lorenzo.
Actually, it's a family name.
Lorenzo?
Yeah. I had an uncle Lorenzo.
No way. Did I know him?
I don't know. It was Uncle Dave's brother, I believe, possibly.
So he's probably also 1,000.
Yeah, I mean, I haven't, you know, he passed away a lot of years ago, 35 years ago.
Can you actually feel the energy coming out of the vice presidential debate happening right now?
I don't want to feel it. I'm not going to watch it.
Right now it's happening.
And it's happening in Utah. It's right here.
Yeah, it's all late. That's what I'm saying. It's happening right up the road. Well, 35 minutes up the road. But they're up at the university. And I just have to say a funny thing. During part of the debate, this isn't political, it's just ironic.
Okay, be careful there, mister.
Vice President Pence made the comment, "We've never had cleaner air in this country." And I just wanted someone there to say, "Have you looked outside?
Have you been outside today?"
Give me a break. Anyway.
What did Lorenzo say?
You know that video of that guy on the skateboard that's drinking Ocean Spray and listening to Fleetwood Mac song?
No, but okay.
You don't know about that?
I don't know about that.
Huge viral video.
Okay.
Ocean Spray gave him a car.
What?
Yeah, because they liked what he did so much. All right, anyway. Check this out. Lorenzo T. Flores, back to him. He is Loriga? I'm not sure.
We're never going to get to his question, are we?
Sorry, here it is. Where to from here? You two seem to have accomplished many of the big milestones many couples try for. House, grown children, grandchild. Any next big plans?
One day, we're going to vacation.
Yeah, we're going to take some time off.
You're right. We hit these milestones, which have been really fun.
This should have been the year that we really felt it.
I know, right?
And turned upside down.
Yes, the grandbaby is old enough. We don't stress over every little thing. And the kids are doing really, you know, their own things, and they're doing well at that. And so it is pretty frustrating.
Everyone's getting along. It's just irritating. Mm-hmm.
One day,
that's a lousy thing to complain about.
No,
people have lost their loved ones in this. I'm not saying that we have it terrible. I'm just saying.
What would be a next?
It's all on pause.
What would be a next big plan, though? I think that's the only plan is to, we planned some getaways that included meetups for fans, which would have been fun.
That would have been fun. BlizzCon was going to happen this month.
BlizzCon would have been fun.
We had Vegas in March. We were going to do
New Orleans.
Nerdtacular was going to happen
New
this
Orleans
year.
New Orleans in June.
Like, we had a bunch of stuff we were going to do. Tom Merritt's birthday party and
we had plans
in June
go.
Also had to cancel that.
That's
everybody
right.
Canceled everything.
We will let you know when we do have some big plans.
Yeah, we'll let you know.
It'll be in some time.
But, like, next big phase right now the housing market is so hot that I have to admit I'm tempted, not right away because it's too weird right now, but at some point, if it maintains the growth it's having right now as a seller's market, we sell at a big jump over what we paid, and then we go find a place
with a little property
in
for
the
a
middle
garden.
Of nowhere, not in the middle of nowhere. But, you know,
it has to have internet.
Yeah, I need really good internet. But there are places in like Payson, Utah, and some other places south that have like fiber to the door, like great internet. Washington, Utah?
Yeah, right down by St. George.
Oh, next to St. George. Yes, something like that.
Something like that that you could get. I would love to have an actual garden and maybe some chickens.
Maybe a goat.
That's the next big plan. Chickens.
Do you want a goat?
As long as you're willing to milk it so we can have cheese.
Oh, well, now I don't want a goat. I know that I can do my job from anywhere, really. Right?
Yeah.
So it would just have to be the right thing. It'd have to be the right thing. So right now we're just sort of talking about it.
We'll see.
Audie Norman says, do you have a favorite food indulgence / addiction during COVID time?
Chocolate.
Really?
Chocolate makes me feel better.
Well, it has natural stuff in it to do that, isn't it? Right. Or is it just nostalgia for like a better time?
I think that, favorite food. I'm trying to think. I mean, I've eaten more chips, drink more Dr. Pepper, and had more chocolate in the last 9 months, 8 or 9 months than I have in a long time.
Yeah, I've eaten more carbs than I should. Basically, I'm just a sucker for, you know, if there's a bag of Doritos around, I will destroy it.
I think that's how it works, though. Whenever you're stressed out, which it's been that long of stress out, basically, and I think you just eat all the things that you're not supposed to.
I wish I was one of those people that feel stressed.
And
they go run for 10 miles just because they, you know, that's how they deal with it. And I'd love to do that. Daniel, he is a glitched pixel on Twitter, says, I missed it again. The downsides of living in the UK.
What'd you miss?
I don't know if you missed anything. I still read your thing there, Daniel. You should have asked your question. He may have thought he was replying to a different thread. It might be the me and Carter's comic book prints. I don't know.
Or giving something away.
Here's one from Liz Gum. It's two of them. What were you guys like in high school? Were you guys, i.e. cheerleader, jock, nerd, eager to learn more about you both? I was a nerd, but I was a nerd with a nerd with benefits. That's not what I mean. I was super.
I don't know if that's a thing.
I was super geeky. I was into art. I was into, you know, nerd stuff, comics, and all that.
He was
video
on the
games.
Newspaper staff.
I was on the newspaper staff, all that kind of stuff. Newspaper cartoonist, actually. So super geeky nerd kid, but I got along with everybody, including the groups that typically make fun of the nerds. I think part of it is because I was taller. I was 6'3" in high school, and I think something about height makes people treat you different. I don't know why. It shouldn't be that way, but it is. So I got along with everybody, the jocks. I got along with the stoner kids who were smoking in the back of the thing. I went to parties with kids who drank and partied. I never drank or partied, but I drove the car a lot. Like there was
designated driver.
Quite often after I got my license, I was. So I was kind of everywhere. And I would go, I had one friend I went and saw, what's his name? Can't think of the singer. He's one guy. He's got a name. You know what I'm talking about.
He's got a name. I bet he does.
Jeez. Oh, is that he?
I don't know. Okay. No one's going to know what you're doing.
They will know. You should know this. Howard Jones. That's it.
Oh, my gosh.
So I went to Howard Jones, this total preppy, short hair, you know, new wave kind of thing. And the very next week, I went and saw Metallica open for Ozzy Osbourne. Like, I was all over the place with music and with taste and everything. So I just kind of had like this cool, I don't know if I was doing it consciously, but I just got along with everybody. And I kept my nerdy pursuits. How about you?
I went to a very small high school, Hancock High School, down in Kill, Mississippi.
How many students on your graduating class?
I graduated with 113.
See, we had almost 800.
Yeah,
in my year.
I was a small, but I was the class president for junior and senior year.
Hey,
so everybody knew who I was.
Look at you.
But I wasn't goody-goody for that or anything. I was totally into art. I did hang out with cheerleaders. I hung out with stoner kids. I hung out with, you know, all the athletes. Brett Favre's dad taught me driver's ed.
Oh, yeah. Kim went to Brett Favre's high school. Her dad taught
driver's ed. He graduated 2 years ahead of me, so it wasn't like he knew who I was, but yeah.
But you learned how to drive from his dad, which is crazy.
Irvin Favre.
Irvin Favre.
Was his dad, and we would drive around and then go to the gas station. That was like the height of...
What did you do at the gas station?
Just go get a drink.
You and Mervin Favre?
Well, me and three other people in the car.
Oh, yeah. I was like, that's weird.
It was always a car full of people. I was every driver.
But you were very social, right? You were like...
I was really... Everybody knew who I was, but I wasn't partying or anything, so...
Yeah, you weren't a party girl.
What's the second question?
She followed up with, do you guys watch sports? And if so, what's your favorite sports team? It depends on when you ask me, but... In the mid to late 90s, I couldn't have been more into basketball. We were so into the Jazz and because they were killing it. They were great. It was the Stockton, the Malone years.
That was a lot of fun.
Yeah. And we still do.
I'd say basketball is probably the most fun for me to watch too.
Yeah. We have a hockey team here. We used to go to that all the time. I love hockey.
That was fun. And now our son-in-law is a high school junior varsity coach for soccer. And so we get to hear a lot about that. That's really fun.
Yeah. And we have, you know, Real here and stuff. So we got good local stuff. But my fandom, my two favorite teams are, well, it used to be you'd root for Denver because they were close. And it was the closest as we had to an NFL team. We don't have one.
Just so, physically closer.
Yeah, that's so that was like, you know, so
you cheered for that.
I voted for Denver.
You voted for Denver.
So we picked for Denver. We picked the Broncos, and that's just as good as it got. But now... I've always kind of been a fan, but I really like Green Bay. I like the Packers a lot, and I follow them every year as much as I can. And then now that the Raiders are in Vegas, technically that's the closest team.
That will be the closest team, yeah.
And we probably should be Raiders fans, and Dylan's a huge Raiders fan, so
yeah,
that's probably built in
That's
now.
Probably where we'll end up.
But we love the Jazz. We love basketball. I mean,
we don't watch sports.
No, and we don't have live TV anymore, so that kind of knocked that out, but... I used to be so, so into the NBA, but it was during the height of like the Michael Jordan years, and it's different now.
Yeah.
Let's see what else we got. Here's one from Tanner Goodman. You know him. How does one properly dice an onion?
Ah, this is a good question. So I will tell you how I do it. I don't know how it's properly done because...
I don't know if I've ever done it, so I don't think I can answer that, but what about you?
I cut the ends off. I slice it in half tall.
Yeah.
And I lay it down and I slice going horizontally and then I slice the other direction.
How do you keep
That's not
going
to make a lot of sense unless I show you.
How do you keep yourself from cutting yourself to pieces?
That's more about your knife skills.
Oh. Where did you learn your knife skills?
I went to a knife skills class a long time ago.
It was called knife skills class?
Yep.
Wow. Not knifing or advanced knifery?
That sounds much worse. It's like you could really hurt somebody that way.
Yeah.
I'll get to with you, Tanner, and tell you how to do that.
Yeah, sounds like
I know you already know though because you cook.
When you do that, are you so used to it that your eyes don't water like other people?
I will say that it doesn't bother me as much when I wear my contacts when I dice an onion. As when I wear glasses, then I'm just dying
then you're a
mess. The whole time.
Okay.
And some people don't have that option. I know there are lots of onion glasses you can put on that kind of cover it, almost like a safety goggle.
Sure.
I don't know. I've never tried those though.
What would it take for you to bite into an onion like an apple?
Ugh, yuck.
Would you ever do it?
No.
It doesn't matter
what
I did.
Terrible.
What if I said to you, if you eat this whole thing like an apple all the way through, finish it and swallow it. And it guaranteed that Van's college was taken care of, that he got a perfect life ahead of him.
Of course I would do that for him.
All right. I knew you would. I knew you had your line. I just didn't know where it was. All right. David Michael. We know him. He says, question for Kim, please. What's his deal, really?
Okay. I love this. Yeah. Dave knows you really well.
He does know me pretty
well. He probably knows you almost as well as I do. And yes, he's got weird deal.
I do have a weird deal.
He's all over the map, and I think that mostly has to do with just most creative people I know, really creative people, are just all over the place.
Yeah,
so I'm
sorry.
We're
all a bit weird.
I shouldn't apologize, but sorry.
Doesn't really doesn't really work for us during pandemic times.
No.
Oh, you can actually watch it live here. I don't want to.
Less than normal.
Yeah. So. Yeah. All right. Now, this exchange is interesting. Justin Hall says, we got a few people that replied in this thread. Do Scott and Kim have a preferred alcoholic beverage to relax with? No, we don't drink.
Right.
But Eric Austin Lee popped in and said they don't drink. But then this Scott Weinberg wrote, Scott doesn't drink. I think Kim might. So guess what does she prefer might be still interesting. That's not true. I think what they're thinking of is you like a decent brewed coffee and I just don't like it.
Right.
I think that's what they're thinking of. But we don't drink. We don't even know.
Like, sorry, like, can't help you there.
We know all about my mistake in Mexico.
My preferred beverage to relax with is Dr. Pepper.
Really? Really? That's interesting.
To just chill. Well, I mean, that's true. I do like
coffee. For me, like a hot chai. I keep saying chai tea, but chai is tea, right?
Yes.
So a hot chai, what do they call it though?
Latte.
Latte. That I love. Oh, and a cold one too, for that matter. But the hot ones are my favorite.
Mm-hmm.
So if I'm chilling out, relax. Actually, I don't really chill because there's a lot of caffeine in them.
You're just a mess when you do have one.
I don't really have a good answer to this, I think.
I have found you some chais that have less sugar in them.
Yeah, and the Phoenix Pearl tea stuff, there's a couple of them that are nighttime teas that are really good, but they're a lot of work to put together, so I don't always do it.
No.
Not for me.
I'm always the one putting them together. What are you talking about?
Because you're busy. Anyway, yeah, no drinking here, so we don't really have one. I wish I could give you the recommendations, but we don't. Jessica Seep says, do you ever make septa meals for the kids when they were babies or toddlers? If so, did you stop? I've got a picky kiddo and I want to implement new foods.
Oh, separate meals, I think.
Okay. It says septa. I don't know what that means.
Separate meals for the kids when they were babies. You know what? I really didn't.
Oh, separate. Here she is correcting it.
Yeah,
sorry,
my bad. Separate meals. I didn't really. I mean, when they were really little, of course, you have very different food. But when they were kids, I didn't do that.
Mm-hmm.
But I did try to have them.
You do it now, though.
I tried to incorporate what they like into the meal.
Yeah.
So if I knew that the best green vegetable that Nick and Carter liked was Brussels sprouts, I did at least try it once a week to make sure Brussels sprouts were in there. But that's not most kids' favorite.
Yeah.
So you'd have to just find out what their favorite is. I have a niece that's super picky.
Mm-hmm.
Super picky.
Which one?
Anna.
Oh, yeah.
And she actually likes things like cucumbers. So her mom makes sure that she has at least cucumbers in her snacks and things like that. So you just find ways to give them what they do like as their greens or their whatever vegetables.
But now, Taylor, Kim does this now for Carter because she's a vegetarian. So when Kim's making a batch of like jambalaya, there's always a pot of vegetarian version for Carter.
Yeah, but that's still not a separate meal.
No, but you're making a separate thing for her.
Yeah.
Right?
It's just, but it's a lot easier to do a vegetarian version of something.
And she does shrimp. She's fine with like fish stuff. I'm telling you, if there's an animal, I killed an animal judgment moment in death, Kim's going to have to answer all the spiders and the flies and the bees and everything. I'm going to have to answer to all that stuff too. Carter will just walk into a room filled with fish and shrimp because she doesn't eat any cows or any pigs or anything else. All right.
Sorry, I'm not very helpful with the separate food for picky kids.
Thomas Chambers says, personally, I'm addicted to carbs. Are there any carbs that either of you would call your favorites?
Chips.
Yeah, and I like a ding dong,
I don't really like those as much.
I kind of do. And I shouldn't.
I'm trying to think what other carbs I like. I do like chips. I do like, mashed potatoes. Who doesn't like mashed potatoes, though? Especially if there's gravy involved.
Yeah, mash them, put gravy on there. I don't like the skins in them, but I know it's better
for
me.
Stick them in a stew?
It is better, right?
What?
Skins in your mashed potato.
Well, the vitamins are in the skins.
Right. So it's better for you. There's fiber in there.
Anyway.
Yeah. It's good for your guts. Let's see. Lee Davey says, these are a lot of great questions.
These are good questions.
Thoughts on Schitt's Creek season 6.
Oh my gosh, I'm not done yet, but I'm so excited.
You're enjoying it.
I am very much enjoying it.
Yeah.
I'm almost done, but I have to wait till Carter can watch it, and she's been doing homework.
Is it sappy yet or anything?
There are parts, but my gosh, it's so funny.
Yeah, that show gets away with it because they're funny.
I just can't wait to finish it. And tonight will probably be the night.
Hey, it's our old pal Scott Kurtz, PvP Online cartoonist Scott Kurtz, who says, what's different about your marriage than from how you imagined it would be when you were first wed?
I don't know if I imagined it a lot. Like, I don't know. We just kind of went with it.
However, yeah, I didn't imagine anything specific at all. Yeah, like, I was like, oh, okay. One day at a time, which became
a week at a time, a month at a time,
a kid at a time, you know, like just do the thing. And then wherever we end up, we end up. Honestly, that's about it.
I think I had like grand ideas of what it was going to feel like or look like.
No, I think it's better that we didn't, because you don't, why set up expectations
that you may not be able to hit?
Well, not just that, but just like whatever they may be, low or high, you just setting that's expectations true. Gives you this. Then now there's some anxiety attached to what you have to be or yeah. should be or are or is.
Didn't
or,
happen when it was supposed to, that kind of thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think we did.
No. And I'm glad because I don't feel that way. I don't feel like any pressure.
I don't feel like we missed anything.
It's like, oh no, our marriage could have been much more at this point. I can't think of anything that would change.
I don't know.
Can you?
Travel. Travel would be fun.
You like traveling more than I do.
It's true.
I'm happy.
But I never really thought of it like, well, one day, well, maybe I have. One day we'll go on vacation and actually get to travel around.
Yeah.
But I still don't even have an expectation of what that looks like. I don't know if it's just traveling around the U.S. or maybe we get a motorcycle.
No.
No?
Traveling in a motorcycle? Or just getting one?
I'd be in the sidecar. Come on. Or no. You'd be in the sidecar. I'd probably be the one driving.
If we do like a around the country kind of thing,
yeah.
It's in like a... It doesn't have to be like a full-blown SUV or, I mean, a RV, but like an SUV.
An SUV would be fun. You're right. That'd be fun.
I would enjoy that.
That would be fun.
Lots of hotels. I look forward to our COVID-free travel future. thanks, Scott. It's always good to hear from him. Scott Lees, another Scott, says, is recording. That was a reply to him. He's replying to him. What?
It's funny.
Oh. Oh, this is Crofton. I know him. He says, to answer Scott's question, he says, well, for one, I bet they were married when they were married that they only imagined that they would have a reality show president when they were in their 60s and that it would likely be Jeff Probst. We're not in our 60s, by the way.
60s?
Crofton, what are you doing, dude?
Not even close. 40s, come on.
Yeah.
Just kidding.
Cut that.
Don't give him a hard time.
Cut that out. Dude, Crofton deserves it. Trust me. He's a dork.
Okay.
He's a lovable dork. We all love him. All right. Is recording during dinner difficult? Is your mouth full? We're not eating right now.
We usually try not to. If we do it during dinner, if we have a show during dinner, it's something we can eat without, you know, slurping, or it's not super crazy meal.
Yes.
No salads.
No salads.
Spaghetti.
Salads
and no
for jerks.
Soup.
Right. Exactly. Do you and Kim have a favorite board game? Asks John Tazarek. What about the Johnson family?
I think the family really got into that Monopoly card game.
Yeah,
last
Monopoly
year.
Deal is really fun.
Deal, that's what it's called.
And I hate Monopoly proper. I hate it. Really dislike Monopoly, but I love Deal. Deal is a great game.
That's one that you guys played for the holidays last year. I remember that.
It was awesome. Highly recommend that. Board games, though. We play a lot of Smash when they're little.
Yep.
That's a card game if you've never heard of it.
Well, we played a lot of, well, it's not a board game, but we played a lot of, what's the one you do Drawful and all those on?
Oh, the game, video games, the Jackbox games.
Jackbox games feels like a fun family.
Yeah, we had a blast with those.
I mean, it's even more fun than a board game, I would say.
Yeah, we got the first.
You and Carter set up one not too long ago. What was that one?
We were setting up
all the parts to a board game.
Oh, we're trying to get, yeah, we're trying to play it. It's called, my brain.
You can't think of any names today.
Freaking, maybe we are in our 60s.
And you just didn't know it?
I can't think of the name. Oh, Gloomhaven. The Gloomhaven Eyes of the Wolf or Donkey of the Tree or whatever it is. We got to play that damn thing. All right. Eric Austin Lee says, what nostalgic thing from the 80s do you wish would come back? What has come back from the 80s you wish hadn't? Mullets. Mullets are stupid. They were dumb then. Oh. They're dumb now. That's what I don't want.
I was like, you don't want them to come back. I was like, you want mullets back?
We're starting with the second question.
Perms.
First question.
Just kidding.
I don't know.
I don't know, high-waisted pants came back, and I was really happy about that.
I love that decade, but I'm having a hard time thinking of anything coming back. Like, coming back, that implies it would have to be a fad thing or a thing that came and went. I really like synthy music, but there's plenty of that today.
We don't want cassette tapes coming back.
No, we don't want that. Honestly, I feel like
leg warmers, I'm fine with them not coming back. They did come back for a little while.
How about my teen youth? I'd like to have that back. That'd be cool. I really can't think of anything because all the bands that I still like. You still have all. In fact, we live in a time that's amazing because all the stuff we loved then is so accessible now. My kids are more into 80s things than I am.
It's true.
Because they can get to it all. So if they, you know, Nick wants to watch Cheers, there it is.
He does.
And he loves it. It's his second favorite TV show. Matt Orth, Scott, how'd you get started in the art world? And Kim, did you do anything specific to support the artistic endeavor? And what are each of your hidden talents? The art thing just kind of came from doing it. When I was in college, it was all focused on art. Like, I always knew I wanted to do art. But
you've been drawing since you were like 4.
Oh, yeah, since I was a little kid. And I don't even think I was ever any good. I'm not sure I'm good now. But the point is I kept at it.
I think being just supportive in general is what I do to support the artistic endeavor with all of my kids. And with Scott has always been just being super, like, I don't know.
Oh, yeah, you might
be, help them out with the tools they need, make sure they have what they need to get where they want to get.
Yeah.
My hidden talent, though, is literally to plug my nose with my upper lip.
Do it now. Okay, you guys can't see this, but
you can hear it.
Her upper lip fully plugs her two nostrils.
Do you know what's really funny? The baby can do it. Van can do it.
No way.
It's so funny.
That's great.
I've seen him do it.
What a cool thing to have. I don't have a secret power.
My other hidden talent is if you told me tomorrow I needed to feed 500 people, I could totally do it.
Yeah, Kim could do it.
Absolutely.
Okay, I got it. My secret power is I can make, and this is true of you and Carter. It doesn't matter what's going on. I can make you both laugh.
That's true.
Even if you're having a terrible day, I can get a laugh out of you.
That is one thing I would say we've talked about in the past. Scott has made me laugh at least once.
Every day of our marriage.
You can crack a smile every day of our marriage.
Yep. Every day. That's crazy if you think about it.
Even on usually days, multiple times, like tonight.
Even on a day where I was a total jerk. Or something. I still figured out a way to do it. Carter's fun that way, though, because even if Carter's upset and crying or angry, I can make her laugh. And she hates that I can do it. All right. Most unusual pizza topping, I assume, meaning one you like.
Well, I love...
Mike Jones, by the way, says that.
I love the chocolate...
Did I say Matt Orth asked the previous question? Sorry if
I'm
I didn't.
Not sure.
If I didn't give you credit, sorry. Matt Orth asked the one about... art and support, and then now Mike Jones asks about the pizza topping.
Okay. On regular pizza, I love artichoke hearts.
Ugh.
And on dessert pizza, I love chocolate dessert pizza. The one that has like the caramel and the chocolate and the white chocolate and the chocolate chips, everything on there. Oh, so good.
Can't really eat those anymore. I like, I don't want to call
it. Pineapple?
No. No, I don't, ma'am. Most unusual, though?
I like green olives on it, too.
I like anchovies. I never have them with you, but I've had them. I like them. Yeah.
Okay.
I call that the most unusual.
I'm really happy that you don't get them on my pizza.
You know what? I'll just say kimchi. I put kimchi on pizza before.
Oh, that is a good unusual one.
Really good.
Scott likes kimchi on everything.
Yeah, I'm kind of a sucker for it. We need more, by the way. Yeah. We're almost out.
Okay. I'll make you some.
Old Tana says... what is your favorite food that you hate making? This is for you because I don't make
making?
Food. I'm a terrible cook.
Oh. I think desserts. I'm not a baker.
You don't like to bake.
I don't like to take the time to make all the perfect measurements to bake. And you
what
have
about
to
those
really
cookies
precise.
You made like a week ago, though? Those were so good.
But still, you have to bring out the mixer. My mixer isn't on my counter, so I have to bring out the mixer and everything has to be perfectly measured. And for cooking, I kind of go off of flavor. You throw it together and you can add all these crazy different things that you never thought you'd put in there. But with baking, you have to be really specific. So I'd say I love baked goods.
Tell me what's in those cookies, though. That was amazing.
They were pumpkin, chocolate chip, and then caramel bits.
Oh, my gosh, cookies. Dude. You guys have no idea.
So they were like really chewy with all the caramel.
They were insane. They were so good.
You gotta make more of those. I actually made more of those and put them in, I put them on a pan in the freezer, and then I can take them apart and then they're not all stuck together.
So now what we should do is take them out of the freezer and make cookies out of them because they're good.
Okay.
They're so good.
I need to do that.
Okay. David Severa. Cerverier. How do you say that?
Cervera.
Okay, I said it right the first time. When are you going to reveal Scott and Kim's secret sex move?
Who is he asking?
Us, I guess.
We don't have a secret.
We don't have a secret sex move. It's all in our book, Sex Moves with Scott and Kim.
The skim no secret sex about
guide,
that.
The Skim Guide to Sex.
Oh my gosh, that'd be a really fun book to write.
I'll just say this: we're never doing that.
Never doing a
sex
book?
Book.
Okay.
But
all right.
A good, healthy, regular sex life with your partner is important.
Absolutely.
And I can tell you that. That's what I can tell you.
That's what you can tell
me. That's our secret move. Flag and Wagon.
Yep, I'm not reading that. Right.
I'm not reading that one.
Okay.
He's just trying to tag me.
Okay.
How about this one? Yeah, Flag and Wagon, you're a troll. Grumpy Old Man, though, says, as you guys are getting older, do you find your patience becoming shorter?
Patience for...
How about as the pandemic grows older, our patience grows shorter?
Yes.
But normally, no. I feel like I have less poops to give the older I get.
I have less patience for bad drivers.
Oh, Kim's always
so bad. Much less patient.
She's the most road ragey person you've ever
if
met.
If they could hear what I say to them.
Oh my gosh. The things she says. Seriously.
The things I yell at them.
I need to record it. It's one of these times. So you guys can just experience it with me.
Oh, come on.
It's pretty gnarly.
It's not that bad.
You get really mad.
I do get really mad. I get road rage a little bit.
Yeah.
It's not good.
And it's okay. People get their thing, but. Yeah, that's the funny thing about you. You're otherwise.
Gosh, figure it out, people.
But you're usually nice, quiet, calm, all that. But you get her behind a wheel and somebody's on their cell phone or pulls over wrong or whatever.
If they're on their cell phone, driving on the freeway, looking down at their phone, I want to kill someone. That's terrible. I shouldn't say that, huh?
That's Kim's secret sex move. What are you afraid they're going to arrest you because they think you're going to kill someone? Everyone gets a little road rage. Yours is just
Oh my gosh.
Yours is just a little more intense.
It's pretty intense.
Okay, I think.
Is that all of our questions we have for tonight?
That's all that we have for questions. Let me make sure.
I love it. I love that people send questions, though, because it's kind of fun. I haven't read these ahead of time.
Yeah.
So they're all surprised to me.
Yeah, she doesn't know. I see some of the stuff before she does, but then I forget what we got. Let me make sure we didn't get anything in emails. I don't think we did. Oh, you know what? We did.
Cool.
Okay, check this out. This is from Gabby. Did I read this already? I don't think so. She says, hi, me again. Oh, maybe that's why, because she's emailed this before. She says, I love most things Scott watches. Fargo, Kim's Convenience, Schitt's Creek, Discovery, The Mandalorian, Watchmen. She loves Regina King, et cetera, but I also loved White Collar.
Yeah, I did too.
Yeah.
I haven't seen it in a long time, and I'm not sure I've still finished it. I need to start from the beginning and watch it again.
It says,
I like doing
you're like that with the way I am with a video game I played for a bunch and then left for a long time. Mm-hmm. I have to start over and see what's going on. Anyway, it says it was super kitschy and fun. Another recommendation is a show called Rami or Raimi. I'm not sure how you say that. Currently on Hulu. It's about a modern Muslim family in New Jersey, and the star/creator is a Muslim comedian. It's very heartwarming, and the show Insecure on HBO is also fun and well as well. Love, Gabby.
Hey, Raimi sounds like fun because it sounds a lot like Kim's Convenience.
Yeah, it kind of does, right?
I like that.
We love Kim. Yeah, Kim,
oh
Kim also quite
enough.
Likes it. Oh, geez. Former Menudo singer Anthony Galindo died at 41. Why? Sorry, this makes me sad. Because we just let Eddie
Van... You can't read the news on our
show. Okay, now it's time to read the news. oh, it's suicide. That's sad. Good-looking Menudo guy.
Yep.
That's too bad. All right. Well, Eddie Van Halen died of cancer. That's also sad.
That's
but
very sad.
It reminded me.
Brings you back to your 80s days.
Oh, yeah. See, hey, you want to know what I want to bring back from the 80s? Eddie Van Halen, who just passed away. Maybe we can get him back. That'd be cool. Have you seen this, though? Hold on. I got to find this. This is amazing.
Is it something they can see?
No, they can hear it.
Okay.
Where is it?
I'm not sure.
Oh, hey, let's do this trick right here.
Okay.
Somebody sent a tweet of that picture of John Wick from John Wick 3 where he's surrounded by people aiming guns at him.
Mm-hmm.
And it says, what is the movie opinion you have that results in this? Meaning people being like all upset about your feelings about it. Mine is Waterworld is good. What would yours
really?
Be?
Really?
Yeah, what would you say is like your controversial movie opinion?
I don't know if I have one.
Do you not have one?
Not really.
Like anything where you're just like...
I literally watch movies to be entertained. I don't get too critical about things.
Okay, listen to this.
Okay, I'm listening.
Okay, check this out.
Very special moment.
Hold on.
Mr. Eddie Van Halen.
All right, that's Sammy Hagar. This is 1985.
I was going to ask when that was.
1995, yeah.
Okay.
85, I saw them in concert. 95, I did not.
I don't know if they're going to be able to hear this.
They'll hear it. Give it a sec.
The speakers are on this side.
Oh, they'll still hear it.
Why are we... All right,
give it a sec.
This is fun.
Give it a sec. Because that's nothing. That's just them getting started.
I know.
Nobody could do this like him.
It's true.
Look at these 80s guys.
Oh, man. Well, it was 95. The 90s guys.
Yeah.
In the audience we're looking at.
Look at that.
All right.
And he still had that cigarette hanging off the edge of the... That's part of the problem. He smoked while he did his solos. That's why he got his throat cancer.
I like it.
Now watch this part.
Okay, but they can't watch this part.
I know. I'm just excited. It makes me want... I'm in the mood for Van Halen now. All right. That's going to do it for today's show. Thank you guys.
You guys are awesome. Thank you for sending your questions and
keep them
emails.
Coming. Oh, we got a new email address. I forgot to tell you.
Oh, cool.
I forgot the name of it, though.
Okay.
Shoot. Okay, so Jamie did it for me and then told me about it,
I went... skimshow@gmail.com. You told me this.
That's it, right?
I think so.
That's it. skimshow@gmail.com. So now we can take your emails directly to the show. I don't have to go sift through them on my Frog Pants account. Just skimshow@gmail.com. Send us your questions. We'd love to answer them, or your suggestions, your comments, your feelings, your whatevers. Hey, if you got a recipe you want us to check out and try,
absolutely.
Jim's your uncle.
Send it to me. skimshow@gmail.com.
See, you even know what it is. Look at us. We're professionals here. All right. Thanks, you guys. We'll see you hopefully next Monday.
Okay.
Unless anything weird happens, but we should be okay.
See ya.
Bye.
Ready for breakfast. Here's the table. Father, Bill, and Mabel.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.